Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Bing.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Jamas is our guest, our good friend, longtime 14-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. Boy, howdy, is that an age of the customer idea if I ever saw one. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. And we're talking about selling to groups. A group, in the previous segment, we talked about the fact that, about a scenario where we call on someone and we convince them to consider us and to go further. And they said, come talk to my team. Come talk to our management team. And now you've got a proposal to a group. That's one example. What are some other examples of groups?
Well, you know, can we stay there just for a moment? Because let's just call it a group for a moment. Because
right.
I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. And I'm going to say, okay, Jim, we're going to be zeroids again. Get your X on. because Jim and I, we don't do anything without a process. So let's build a process for that room. We're prepared now. We got a sense of who's in there. We're going to read personalities walking in a little bit. We got our background information on the company. What is the repeatable, predictable, most intelligent process to follow? And I'll tell you, I'm speaking on this on Friday, so it's fresh in my mind. The first thing, if I could, that we need to do in front of that group is not talk about our solution. Just like in selling, let's keep that in the back pocket. What happened to, here's what's in it for you all.
Keep the concept on the table.
Right. Here's what's in it for the company. I brought something that's going to help you, your company, and it's going to help you on the job. I'm going to come in with an analogy or a story, something creative. Jim, I don't think I ever told you this before, but I saw a speaker, and I'm usually hard on speakers myself, who's going to talk to me about speaking. Oh, yeah, 30 years of speaking. You're going to teach me something? Well, he told me something that was very interesting. I love it. That, you know, a speaker is like a magician. Watch a magician, and you'll see that what they'll do is they'll take their second best trick, and they'll lead with it. Mm-hmm. And they'll take their best trick, and they'll close with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm appealing to anyone listening to us right now to say, what's your second best trick? And by trick, don't misunderstand, I mean, what's the second most best story, analogy, quote, that you can immediately grab the attention of that room, turn it into, here's what's in it for you to hear this. Because, oh, by the way, Jim, yes, one guy invited us and two people wanted to be there, and the other three aren't happy. They like the vendor they already have.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a sign on their head, but we don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, before we say, I got a wonderful idea, here's how I'm going to help you, let's reach out and say, here's what's in it for you today. And if we can get that, because adults have a need to learn, we got to grab that need. Now maybe they'll be a little bit more receptive to what's about to come.
Well, and you're
step one.
You're talking about elbow grease and shoe leather, which is just doing the research, doing the homework, asking questions, and in preparation for me talking with a group.
Yeah.
So that you make sure that there's, what I always try to do is make sure that there was at least something, even if it was a small thing, at least something in it for everybody in the room. I tried to make sure that if I possibly could, that or at least a group, if there were two people there from engineering, I didn't try to do two things for engineering. I just tried to throw them some kind of a bone. So they felt like that I actually, you know, I was aware of them, and even if I didn't knock it out of the park with what I offered them, at least they knew there was something in it that I did think about them.
Well, that's a great point. And think of what we just talked about. We really, in a basic sense, have three different people in there, typically. And I'm going to be very general. We have a decision maker whose obsession is typically on profit. We have a decision influencer who doesn't want to embarrass himself and wants to look good in front of the decision makers. Their butt is on the line on this decision. And then there's the end user. They're the ones who are going to use whatever you got. What if when we say three utilities, basically three WIFMs, we're saying, here's how it's going to help the company, decision maker. Here's how it's going to help you on the job, okay, end user, okay. And here's how it's going to help you at home. Again, end user and decision influencer on that second one. We it's kind of like a hit and spray. We gotta hit all three of those points, and that's just to open the presentation. So again, decision maker, decision influencer, which is again on the job, is the end user, gonna make things easier for you. Okay, and then I think the second most important thing we have to do is, I love to tell them, here's what I'm expecting out of you in this presentation, because, and no one does this, Jim. Think about it. We all know the 600-pound elephant or gorilla in the room is, mm-hmm. I actually want to sell this to you today. Mm-hmm. I didn't get lost. I didn't just feel like giving mm-hmm. a presentation. I'm here to talk about a product. So what if I start the presentation, don't bury the lead, and say, here's what's in it for you, and by the way, at the end of this presentation, here's what I'm looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let them think about it during that 20-minute presentation. Mm-hmm. Why hide it? Isn't that why we're there?
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. Because if it's you and me, we're gonna wait as long as we can before we actually get to the point where they think, okay, here it comes. We're gonna hold it off as long as we can, and it longer probably than most other people have done before us. And so they're going to get, they might get a little antsy. Another thing that to remember about a group is there are people in the room who can't decide to do business with you, but they can influence not doing business with you.
That's
another thing to always be wary of, the people in the room. There's some of them in there who can't help you, but they might hurt you. Quick break, 10-10, right back with Rob Jolliss. Jolliss.com is his website, J-O-L-L-E.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.